For 10 times more energy, close your open loops. Here's why this matters. Unfinished tasks, no matter how small, drain mental energy you could be focusing elsewhere. Here are some examples of open loops. The bill you haven't paid yet, the decision still unmade, that attractive person's number you haven't asked for, the article not published, the relationship you haven't ended, the room still uncleaned, the message not sent, the friend you said you'd call soon, or the boundary you need to set but keep sidestepping. Or Lewis's favourite one recently, the email you still haven't sent to the government. Open loops need energy to survive. But the upside for you is closing them releases energy. Here's why. In the early 1900s, the Gestalt psychologist Kurt Lewin realised something at a restaurant. He observed, waiters tend to remember unpaid orders better than paid ones. Fascinated by this, Kurt Lewin then relayed these observations to his graduate student Bluma Zeigarnik, who did some research of her own, and she found this doesn't just apply to waiters, it applies to all of us. Then the term was coined, the Zeigarnik effect, to refer to the phenomenon of how we remember incomplete tasks better than completed ones, and this incompletion causes mental tension until the task is closed. So the key takeaway here is, of course, close the loop and reclaim the energy, because there won't be any more mental tension for you to direct energy towards. And just imagine where you can redirect this new reclaimed energy towards in your life. You can spend more time enjoying life instead of worrying, being more present in your conversations, working harder, being happier, or building more confidence. So before we cover what you need to do next, let's consider what modern science has to say about this. Putting things off doesn't protect you. It amplifies your stress. In one study, participants were given the option to have a strong electric shock now or a mild one later. The results? 70% of the people wanted the strong shock now. Their reasoning? Well, they just wanted to get it over with. The deeper explanation? Prolonged uncertainty hurts more than immediate discomfort. As the saying goes, bad news is better than no news. But, of course, you don't always act like the participants in the study, because when you're overwhelmed, you avoid making a decision, me very much included in that, even though I'm using the pronoun you. But a decision is all that's required for you to regain control and close your loops. So, here's what to do next. First of all, admit you have open loops. Then write them all down on a piece of paper or on your phone notes. You might write down 3, 17, 537. It doesn't matter how many you write down. Bullet point them. Then pick one. I suggest picking the scariest one on your list and starting with that. As the saying goes, run to trouble. Then be specific, not fuzzy. Complete the sentence. I will. Action. At. Time. And place. The action is whatever this open loop needs you to do in order to close it. And the reason being specific is important is because if you're not specific, your brain won't know what to do and therefore you won't act. Then, do it now or schedule it. But if you're scheduling it and then the time comes, do it. Do not negotiate with your emotions. Stick to the plan. This is your future self you're doing it for. Bring on the challenge. Then repeat this process for closing all of your other loops. But you'll notice when the time comes to close your other loops, you'll do so with more confidence in yourself and with an abundance of energy. Sorry, messed that bit up. Because closing one loop helps you close another, and helps you close another, and another, you get the point. But when you're in the trenches, and the loop you're trying to close seems daunting, scary, and too overwhelming, remember this story. One day, a man and his son were driving home, but they broke down on a pitch-black motorway, so they had to leave the car and search for a phone dock in the distance in order to call a mechanic and ask for help. So the son grabbed a torch from the car and tried to shine it into the pitch-black darkness as his dad walked off in front of him, but he said in frustration, "Dad, this is useless. I can't even see anything with this thing." So, tired and now very fed up, the son just wanted to go home. But then he saw his dad walk towards him, now coming out of the darkness, and the dad lightly grabbed the torch and shone it in front of him on the floor and said, "You don't need to see a mile up the road, just one foot in front of the other. So long as you see enough to do that, you'll be okay." So the bottom line is, you don't need to fix your whole life. Just close one loop at a time. In other words, in order to forget the bigger picture, look at everything close up. Close the loop, reclaim the energy, or be tormented endlessly. Now, before we sign off, you might be thinking, "Lewis, this is great, and I understand the importance of closing loops now, but loops never seem to end. Every week there seems to be new open loops that I have to close. Is this just the fate of my life?" Well, here's a quote that might help you think about it differently. "For a long time, it seemed to me that life was about to begin. Real life. But there was always some obstacle in the way. Something to be got through first. Some unfinished business. Time still to be served. A debt to be paid. Then life would begin. At last it dawned on me that these obstacles were my life." Thank you very much for your time and attention. Stay disciplined, playful and dangerous. Adios,
muchachos. This was all aimed at me, wasn't it?
What?
All this stuff.
What stuff?
The debt's not paid, the number's not asked for, the admin... Oh, hold on.